How was your weekend?
It's good. It was good. I didn't have to get up on the podium.
first day back after the layoff, was practice like crisp, sluggish?
A little bit of both. Some good things, some bad things, some things that we got to work out. You know, the nice thing is we got an extra day, the way it worked out, as far as, you know, the amount of time we gave him off and not bringing him in yesterday, but bringing him in today so we can go straight through and, you know, build a little bit of rhythm going into Sunday's game.
Kurt and Ryan both seem to be getting in some good work, obviously separately, one on the side. But you don't have to put in an injury report today.
Wait, who?
Kurt Coleman and Ryan Khalil.
Well, Khalil worked. He practiced today. Looked good, and real pleased with that. Kurt on the sideline, he looked pretty good. You can still see a little bit of that coming off of it. So, you know, we'll see how he is tomorrow morning. You know, anytime you work a guy out, a lot coming off of a, you know, knee or an ankle or something like that, you always got to wait till the next day to see how his body reacts to it.
Ryan, Tyler Larson has certainly played well, but when you're talking about getting a five-time Pro Bowler back in the lineup, how key would that be? Especially for the run.
Well, I think one of the big things, Joe, we got to watch and see in practice today was the communication aspect, just exactly what Ryan knows and what he means. I mean, you guys don't get to see that part because that's part of the game plan stuff. But when you see the communication and how he IDs stuff, it's a little bit different, obviously, just because Tyler doesn't have Ryan's experience yet. And it will mean a lot in terms of communications. It will mean a lot in terms of handling his teammates and the other players. Again, Tyler just isn't quite there yet. I think he will be. I think he's a tremendous football player. He's got a great upside for us, and he has supplied us with a tremendous depth. But you're right, he's not a five-time Pro Bowler.
Anything else? What do you see from the Bears from what you've seen so far?
It's a young football team that's developing and growing. They rely heavily on the run. They've got a good running game. I like both their backs. I think they're terrific football players. A young quarterback that can be dynamic. He's moves around very well. He's got a good strong arm. He makes some pretty good throws. I like their offensive line. I think they're a physical, tough bunch. Tight end is a good position for them. They got a number of those guys. They got three really good ones, I think. And their receivers are guys that will go after the ball. Their receivers are guys that will block as well. That's something that our DBs have to be aware of. Because they run the ball so well, they ask the receivers to block. Defensively, I think they're very active. I like what Vic does. I think he's a terrific defensive coordinator. And you see them. They play hard. The 3-4 defense, you know, is a little bit different from what we're used to seeing. So it'll be an interesting battle. Then I like what they do on special teams. You know, they a little creative a couple weeks ago against Minnesota with the fake. So we'll have to be on our P's and Q's as far as that's concerned. They also threw a halfback pass. So we've got to be alert for anything.
There was a report over the weekend kind of suggesting maybe Luke did not have a concussion. Is that anything you're able to address?
Not necessarily, Joe. I think the biggest thing, more so than anything else, is he's in the protocol. He's advancing in it, and we'll just see how it is tomorrow.
How comfortable were you with the way that David played in his replacement once Luke
went down? Very, very comfortable in the way David handled things. I think David's a good football player, guy that, you know, is doing a great job for us. Smart football player, physical guy, plays downhill, handles things very well. We're fortunate to have a guy like him. I mean, we had AJ here, and unfortunately, you know, AJ was one of those situations where we just couldn't afford him, and you know, he got an opportunity to go on and play in New Orleans and do a nice job for them. But I think David's, you know, a solid football player and did a great job.
Rob, what do you miss when Luke is not, if he's not in the game?
I think Luke is a special player. I think there's one of those things that Luke has built so much trust with his teammates that, you know, some guys may feel that if they don't make the play, Luke's going to make the play. They expect Luke to do so much for him. David's one of those guys that just had the opportunities Luke has, so you don't have that yet. But I think David's got that kind of ability that he'd be a guy that guys will expect things and anticipate him doing some good things for us.
Mike Adams has played a lot in this league, and he said that he's never been around a linebacker that calls out plays before they happen, said like Luke does.
Yeah.
How rare is that? And
well, I was fortunate. I played with one named Mike Singletary. He's a Hall of Famer. I was fortunate to have coached one in Brian Urlacher. Literally, those guys literally could tell you prior to the snap what everybody does. And that was just the way it was. You know, certain guys have that type of ability, have that knack. and it's because of who they are. You know, Brian Urlacher used to, you know, for as great as Lance Briggs was, Brian Urlacher helped Lance Briggs. You know, Mike Singletary helped that 46 defense because of their abilities, their skill sets, and then and they're just special football players. And there's a reason why Mike Singletary's in the Hall of Fame.
Say that's what Luke does on defense, is kind of like Khalil with communication on the line?
Without a doubt. That's when you see a guy and he's making calls up front and he turns around and make calls in the back, that's a pretty special player.
With McCaffrey, he's leading you in receptions. He's obviously getting a lot of touches and doing well. How close or far away, why do we not see more of the burst, the big plays, the 20, 30-yard plays with him yet?
Because I think there's more people aware of what he does for us right now. I think you start to see a little bit more as things start to continue to open up downfield. You'll see a few more of those. Unfortunately, in the game on Thursday night, we had the last play could have been pretty special. You know, there are a couple things that played into that, but those things are, I mean, he's on the edge, and I just, when it happens, it's going to come big.
What about also in terms of having a deep threat consistently? Mm-hmm. You've not really had that big 50-yard chunk.
Correct, and that's the thing, that's one of the things that we are missing. That's one of the things that we're hoping to get from Curtis, you know, as Curtis Samuels continues to develop inside this offense. I think you'll see those things. Again, it's just a matter of time. You know, we didn't have a normal training camp like you would have liked to, where your quarterback's, you know, taking the majority of your snaps. He plays in three of the four preseason games. And Curtis didn't have a full training camp either. So we've been trying to play catch-up, and I think, you know, we're headed in the right direction.
Do you think that, as you said, kind of still developing deep game has affected how defenses are playing you?
I think so. I mean, when you look at the last two games we've played, we've faced 8- and 9-man boxes, you know, which is a little bit different. And that's why you go back and look at how many times we threw the ball and the amount of yards we've thrown for. I think that's played a big into how teams are approaching us. And, you know, again, if we can get Curtis rolling and continue to have success throwing the ball, I think we'll see things lighten up a little bit more.
Back to Chicago's trick plays. Does it help when a team puts stuff like that on tape, or does it make
Well, it helps, because what happens is it heightens your awareness. You know, whether it be in special teams or defense or even offense for that matter, you know they're capable of doing anything. So, you know, everything you do now, whether you line up on special teams or you line up on defense, for the most part, you are aware. Your sense of awareness is heightened because of the potential. And that's one of the things that, you know, people think about when they do run fakes, is that, you know, what are we putting on film and what are we telling our opponent?
Spoke today about Star and how he's kind of there to pick up the slack if KK isn't on his game. So how important have those two been for maybe each other this season?
Well, I think for each other they're tremendous, because they do work off one another. If KK's having a good day, he's penetrating, he's commanding doubles, then Star won't be doubled as much. If Star is being doubled and playing well, then KK is going to be singled. So again, it is about being effective, because if Star's, you know, hitting the inside A gap, the center can't just turn and look to help on KK's side. If Star's not playing as well, the center can just quick step and look back outside to help, and that'll slow KK down. So it is important. And then in the big picture, if both those guys are playing well and they're commanding doubles, both of them, they'll allow our linebackers to run. And that's one of the things that, you know, that I think is important for our defense, is that our tackles play well so those guys can run.
Guessing you weren't surprised to see Luke kind of involved in the different defensive deals today.
I wasn't, Joe. And again, you know, he's going through it. He had a good day, and we'll see how he is tomorrow.
Understanding last year, even after he came out of the protocol, you were conservative.
I was.
Is the approach different right now?
No, the approach will never be different. It'll be exactly like it was last year. He'll be in the protocol until the doctors tell me otherwise, and then we'll make decisions based on that from there.
A couple of weeks where you had to prepare for guys like Brady and Breeze and Stafford and an up-and-comer like Wentz. Is it tougher to prepare for a guy like Trubisky this week because there's not as much tape, or is it?
Well, there's not as much tape, and you know, and some of it is when you watch tape, you look at the guy's decision-making process and what, you know, what he tries to do. You know, does he try to force the ball in situations? Does he have a favorite target, a guy that he, you know, likes to throw to a lot more? You know, what's his first habit in terms of down and distance. You know, you got all these things that you look at and you try to break down and understand. With Mitch, there's not a lot of it right now. You do know that he's, like I said, he's got a good arm, and he can make all the throws. That's one thing that you do know. So you watch him throw the ball from the left hash to outside the right side numbers. He's got a pretty strong arm.
Ron, you guys made some transactions. What do you think about the linebacker you brought in and then the decision with Gilbert?
Well, I think, you know, with Andrew, you know, you watch him run. He runs very well for a linebacker who's been in the league a few years. You know, we threw him in with some of the special team stuff today. He looked good. We had him, you know, take a couple snaps on the defensive show teams and got a chance to watch him move very well. You know, we did what we did because of a couple of injuries that happened throughout the league. The concern is you lose a guy like Garrett who knows your system, and that's one of the strengths that we have with a young man like him. You know, he's a young and upcomer, strong arm guy, been in the system for a year now. And, you know, we like Brad. We like what Brad did. We brought him in so we could take an extended look, you know. And it's with Brad, it's all about the future, and we'll see how those things unfold. But, you know, we had to protect, you know, ourselves with Garrett.
Good to go. Thanks, Coach.
We're good? Cool. Thanks. Thank you, guys. Thanks.